Bravo Brazos Valley, and today it's our pleasure to have Alex Medlock here. He's the director of choirs for Bryan High School, and we're going to talk about the Bryan High Fine Arts Department. And Alex, in February, you've got The Wizard of Oz. Talk about that production. That's biting off quite a bit to put on that, and it's going to be a little bit different.
Wizard of Oz is a show that everybody knows exactly what to expect. Mm-hmm. We've seen the movie hundreds of times with family, but we've tried to modernize and put our own spin on the Land of Oz. So the beginning is going to be very similar to what you see in the movie, but when Dorothy hits Oz, we're going to have a more modern version of Oz. The costumes will be updated. We haven't done anything with the music or the script, so you're going to hear the same songs, the same lines. Visually, you're going to get a different experience. So we're hoping that our audience will get to rediscover Oz along with us.
How many students are in the production?
Approximately 80 students,
wow.
including cast, crew. The Bryan High Band is providing the pit orchestra for us. And once you add in students that are going to be helping with makeup and things like that, we're getting close to 100 kids involved.
This is pretty ambitious production, because when you think about, you say it's going to be different than the movie once Dorothy and the crew get to Oz, but there's still a lot of makeup, a lot of costumes and all of that involved.
The Witch of the West will still be green. We haven't changed all of that. The Tin Man will still be silver, so there's going to be some creative things going on with makeup.
You all been working about 20 hours a week, I understand, getting ready for this.
Yes, sir. We started January 2nd. The kids are working hard. When they're not working on the musical, they're on the side working on homework, because a lot of our kids are involved in AP and pre-AP classes. So their grades actually go up during the month of the musical, because they have extra time to dedicate to their studies and helps them organize better.
I'd love for you to name all 80 names on that, but who are some of your leads in this?
In our lead roles, seniors, we have Madison Hoover, Keith Owen, Helen Osk, Emily Franklin. We've combined a lot of our theater and our choir and our band kids. The art department is making masks for the monkeys, so it's a big collaborative undertaking. We've got James Mosqueda and Kyle Cade as the Tin Man. We've got Andrew Liner and, again, Keith Owen as the Lion. Scarecrow is Abby Wunneberger and Patrick Simmons, and both of our Dorothys are Madison Hoover and Christine Erisman.
Now, Alex Medlock says that they're doing the shows on February the 3rd, the 4th, and the 6th. No, they're not going to compete with Super Bowl Sunday.
This year we're doing something a little different. Mm-hmm. We're putting two performances on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
Because College Station is doing Bye Bye Birdie on the exact same weekend, so we want our kids to be able to go to both. We're running Friday, two on Saturday, and one on Monday. They can get tickets by calling Bryan High School at 209-2400. And the tickets are available at the front office, or if they know a cast member, they can get the tickets from the cast members.
And again, it's four shows, one on Friday, the 3rd of February, two on Saturday, the 4th, and one on Monday night, the 6th of February, put on by the Bryan High School Fine Arts Department, The Wizard of Oz. Thanks to Alex Medlock. I'm Tom Turpeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley.